Brian Boitano joins us on Sports Byline, the 1988 gold medalist in figure skating in the Calgary Games. And he turned professional in 1988, and he has won more professional titles than any skater in the history of the sport. You know, Brian, when I think about you and your career, I think the thing that impresses me the most is that you've always been able to reinvent yourself. And a lot of athletes that when they're in a particular sport, after they stop competing in that sport, they kind of just fade away. You've not done that because you've kept reinventing yourself. How hard has that been for you? And where did the seeds of that desire to reinvent yourself come from?
Well, you know, I think that when I retired in 1988 from Olympic competition, I really wasn't ready to retire. I felt like I was just coming into my own, and I was just starting to skate how I wanted to skate. So I did toy with the idea of staying in for Olympic competition, but at that time in skating, there were so many opportunities, and the touring and the professional competitions there, you know, and we weren't making money at all in amateur competitions. So I really retired so that I could start making money for myself, and I felt like it was the time to strike. The iron was hot. So I still had this side of me that really wanted to be a serious competitor. So I just looked at the professional realm of doing shows and doing the competitions as a professional as really staying in and wanting to work on my craft, hone in on still being an athletic skater, even during those, you know, entertainment shows and things like that. And so I really feel like I progressed through those times. And even when I went back into the Olympics in Lillehammer, it was because I was able to do it because I kept up on all that stuff as a professional.
I also think one of the things that you've done so well is that you've not let yourself be defined by any one thing. You're not Brian Boitano, the skater. You're Brian Boitano, the artist, to some degree, because you've put on shows, television shows, but also you've had interest outside of skating, like your cooking and also your cookbook that's out now. How much has that been important in keeping the balance of Brian Boitano to be able to be creative and also be competitive?
You know, it's funny that you asked me that question because I've been thinking about that a lot. I really never did things the way other people did. I always wanted to sort of have my own independent personality. You know, I didn't sign with the agent that most people signed with. I didn't do the shows that most people did. I tried to branch out and do my own to sort of give my own voice to everything that I was doing. And I think that that really has been a life path for me. I mean, with the cookbook, with the cooking show, I just decided that I wanted to try to move into different areas in life at the same time still staying connected to skating. And I don't know, I think it's just something in my makeup, Ron, that I just don't, I don't know, I just want to challenge myself and I want to keep going in different directions.
You certainly have a strong individuality gene in you, Brian, and I go back to the fact when I met you, you were a teenager, but you started skating at the age of 8 when you went to a figure skating show which starred Peggy Fleming, and a lot of boys would not have gravitated toward figure skating. Another sense of your individuality. What was it that drew you to skating?
You know, when I first saw skating, I was just amazed, mesmerized by the show quality of it, the entertainment factor. It's like so, it was just so cool. And they were like on ice, gliding across ice. It was so interesting. And I had been a daredevil roller skater on the sidewalks in Sunnyvale for years and years and years. And it was sort of like a calling. I mean, I just took to roller skating and I just kept doing it all night long. And my mom had to drag me in for dinner and that kind of thing. But when I first went onto the ice, Ron, I was really attracted to the speed. I mean, I don't think that people realize what speeds we can get. I mean, like, you can't see that on TV as much, but when I sort of launched my, you know, little 8-year-old body onto that ice and was able to get up all this speed, and then as I grew up, I was able to launch myself in the air at those speeds, it's this amazing feeling of control and precision to be able to go into a jump, you know, 20 miles an hour, fling yourself into the air, jump feet, you know, like jump 10 feet across and land on this little blade. There's something that's just such a rush about that precision.
You know, what's interesting is, and correct me if you think I'm wrong about this, but you started skating at the age of 8, which was probably a pretty good idea for a young boy to do? Because you, as you know, there are certain sports in which women or girls aren't supposed to play. And when you look at figure skating, it's always connected primarily, I think, or has been in the past, with girls doing it. But at 8 years old, you're pretty oblivious to those type of thoughts and theories, aren't you?
Yeah, I was totally oblivious. And it's funny because I talked to a lot of my other friends who were skaters, and they're like, yeah, they made fun of me in school. I never, ever got made fun of. Actually, my schoolmates were really supportive. Like, if I was going to a competition, they'd be like, hey, good luck at the competition. And then when I'd come back, they'd go, you know, how did it go? I never had anybody sort of make fun of me as an ice skater. They all seemed to really understand that it was truly a sport, and that's how I looked at it. I mean, I was always, it wasn't the, you know, a lot of people compare it to dance. Well, there's a certain side of it, I guess, but for me, it's always been an athletic sport, and I feel like if I would have chosen a different sport when I was 8 years old, I think I could have been pretty good at that because I have a naturally, like, you know, athletic body. It was just something that drew me. I really feel it was like a calling to figure skating, and I was lucky because everybody around me really nurtured that, and they didn't have any negative comments about that.
Yeah, you mentioned about that, and I was wondering about the family, how they supported you, and also, do you think the fact that you were living in California, which seems to embrace diversity, that made it a little bit easier too?
Yeah, I think probably living in California. My mom and dad were perfect. They're the poster parents for, you know, unconditional support. I mean, literally, my dad, you know, figure skating is an expensive sport to be in. And my dad, luckily, could afford it. I didn't have to get sponsors. I didn't have to get anything like that. And my dad never said a word. My dad was a semi-pro ball player. He played for the San Jose Bees. And so I know between me and my brother, he would have really liked, you know, to have a baseball player in the family. And, you know, instead of feeling like I, you know, disappointed my father by going into ice skating, he, you know, drove me to the rink. I mean, I gave up baseball right when I found skating, and he was coaching the team. He's like, what am I coaching the team for? And I said, well, you know, I really want to ice skate now. And he supported it, and he paid for it, and he didn't say anything. And he, like, let me have my own life. He dropped me off at the rink. He picked me up. He didn't talk about, how was your double salchow today? How was this? They didn't grill me. It was like I was a kid that went to school. That was my job. And on the side, I was an ice skater. And as long as I loved it and as long as I wanted to do it, they were going to support it. My parents were the perfect parents.
You know, what's interesting, too, about figure skating and especially those that get into it at a young age, Brian, is the fact that in other sports, you can measure one's success by a stopwatch, by a batting average, by the number of yards they run in football, that sort of thing, or points they score in basketball. But when it comes to figure skating, there are politics that come into play that could determine success or failure as well. At what age did you realize it may be sometimes more than just what you do on the ice from a technical standpoint?
I knew that from day one. And I got to tell you, I would never put my kids in a judge sport. I think it's not good. I would want my kids to play tennis, play golf, something that has a finish line, anything that you can actually just win. Because when you're in a sport with people who a lot of times don't have a filter, they, you know, approach young kids and they'll say things to them that are really, really hurtful. They might mean well, but they do say things that kids will never forget for the rest of their life because they're so impressionable at that age. So it was really hard, and I realized it from, you know, the second competition I did. I'm like, hey, I should have beat that guy. What the heck? Well, he represents the Los Angeles Figure Skating Club, and you represent Silver Edge Figure Skating Club. I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. I did twice as much as that guy. So, I, you know what? You get it, and you learn it at a very young age, and it definitely colors your whole outlook as an adult as well.
We have a minute before we have to break. What was the first stinging comment you ever got while you were competing young?
The first one judge said to me, and I was, you know, it was like I was doing, at 12 years old, I was doing triples, so no other kid was doing triples. And she said, I remember this judge, pretty old lady, she said, you know, you, when you land on the music, you don't land your jump on the boom in the music. Like, you know, when you're landing the music and then all of a sudden in the music it comes boom. I'm like, and I was like, that, I can't believe she said something like that to me, because, like, who cares if I land on the boom? It's like I landed the triple, and it was a really good triple. So, really, does it really matter that you know, you land on the boom. And then as I got older, I would get a lot of comments after I reached like 16, 17 years old about my weight. I had a ton of judges, you know, come up and say, you have to lose weight, because I have a muscular build, and I'm much bigger than most of the other skaters that I competed against. So the weight issue was a constant thing on my brain and something that people always brought up to me.
We're talking with Brian Boitano, 1988 gold medalist in figure skating in the Calgary Olympic Games, inducted into the World and U.S. Figure Skating Halls of Fame. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.